Welcome back to the Harrogate Family Law Show. So before the break, we touched on how in some marriages, one spouse may have always taken care of the family finances. You sometimes hear about cases where one spouse has disposed or hidden assets. If listeners suspect their spouse are doing this kind of activity, is there anything that they can do?
Yeah, so it is far more common than you might think for a spouse to start rearranging their affairs ahead of a divorce to prevent the other from getting a fair share of the family assets, particularly if they have been contemplating the move for some time. So it's important to ensure that whilst a financial settlement is being negotiated, the assets are protected. Because if this isn't done, then your spouse may dispose of or hide assets and you may end up receiving less than you're entitled to. So steps can be taken to protect your position if you suspect this has happened. Even if assets have been sold or transferred, we can, if it's appropriate, look to use, say, a forensic accountant to track them down.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. So what sort of tactics do you need to be aware of and what can you do to protect yourself?
So as I explained before the break, the divorce process requires each party to provide full details of their financial circumstances. And this is something that I discuss with my clients from the very outset. So a simple analysis of lifestyle compared to reported assets, debts and income streams will usually throw up any obvious inconsistencies. Whatever your spouse may tell you about the state of the family finances, you should let your solicitor be the one to establish the facts. Mm-hmm. So they do that by asking relevant questions and requesting supporting documents. Don't be tempted to take what you're told at face value or to take matters into your own hands, like I said before, by, say, opening posts and things like that.
Yeah. So how can Harrogate Family Law help then?
Yeah, so Harrogate Family Law will advise you as to how best to protect your position, not just in relation to property and business interests, but also where savings, pensions, investments and trusts are also concerned. All of these assets need to be protected so that they can be valued accurately and considered as part of the overall financial settlement. And we can give really specific advice to your individual circumstances.
Brooke, so now we're all prepared for, say, a meeting with a solicitor. What do people want to do if they have any questions or they want to make an appointment with yourselves?
Yeah, of course. So they can contact us either via our website, which is harrogatefamilylaw.co.uk. There's also a lot more information on there from our previous shows and things like that and articles, which would also help people to prepare for a first meeting. Alternatively, they could call our office, which is 01423 594 680, and we'd be happy to arrange a chat.
Brilliant. Emma, thank you so much for coming in again. No doubt June will come flying around as well, but thank you very much for taking the time to come and see us.
No problem. Take care.